Dusty Tomes Audiobooks, in cooperation with Spoken Realms, presents Volume 10 of The American Nation, A History, The Confederation and the Constitution, 1783-1789, by Andrew Cunningham McLaughlin, Professor of American History in University of Michigan, published by Harper & Brothers in 1905. Editor's Introduction. To the years from 1783 to 1789, Fisk has given the name of the critical period of American history. Yet it seems doubtful whether it was really a time of such danger of national dissolution as people then and since have supposed. Certainly the trend of this volume is to show a more orderly, logical, and inevitable march of events than has commonly been described. The volume articulates very closely with Van Tine's American Revolution, Volume 9, taking as a starting point the defeat of the King's friends in Parliament in the spring of 1782. At the other end of the volume leaves for Bassett's Federalist System, Volume 11, the statutes and precedents by which the Constitution was set in motion. The volume naturally falls into four parts: organization, the government of the Confederation, the Constitutional Convention, and ratification. In chapters 1 and 2, the peace negotiations are described in some detail. Chapter 3 on imperial organization is a luminous discussion of the possibilities of national government in view of the character and political aptitude of the people. It is logically the culmination of the discussions of the two previous volumes, and the starting point for the author's later deductions. In Chapter 4 begins the second part of the volume, The Governmental Experience of the Confederation, Financial, Commercial, Diplomatic, Paper Money, culminating, Chapter 10, in Shays' Rebellion of 1786-1787. Chapter 7 and 8 are given to an account of the West, continuing the subject treated by Howard's Preliminaries of the Revolution, Chapter 13, and Van Tine's American Revolution, Chapter 15, and emphasizing it as a part of the new national organization. Chapters 11 to 16 describe the movement for a convention, its culmination, and the work of preparing the Constitution and fitting its parts together. The process of ratification is described in chapters 17 and 18. The critical essay deals in great measure with sources and monographic material. The special service of this volume is to bring out the relation of earlier experiences and forms of government to the final work of the convention.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?